Welcome to this OLS podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the impact of COVID on international mobility. A lot of you may have asked yourself over the past few months, what's my Erasmus going to be like during COVID? Should I still go? Will I have the full Erasmus experience? Well, our guests today are going to tell you a little bit about what their mobility was like during COVID. Zeynep was on Erasmus in Germany in February of 2020 when COVID hit.
I remember the day I received an email from my university international office. So they said that because of the increasing cases in Germany, in Mannheim, also in our campus, so we need to suspend all classes until the end of the Eastern break.
Around the same time, Camille arrived in her host country, Slovakia, and found herself in a similar situation.
When I went there, they were like, okay, we are going to start online, but there's a probability that in a month, we are all going back to normal. And then a month after, I received another email that was like, yeah, the situation is not going better, so keep going online. And then the month after, the same. So in the end, I never set a foot. I had all of my classes online.
So all classes were moved online. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Wasim, who moved from Belgium to Germany for his Erasmus, found that online classes can have their advantages, especially if they're early in the morning.
Absolutely. Except for one class, it's at 8:30 and I'm a late riser, so it's a bit of a good news. I can just take it from bed.
Yeah, you better take advantage of that while you can. For Camille, online classes actually helped her manage her time better.
Actually, having all of my classes online was an excellent way of having my Erasmus. So I only had classes from Monday to Thursday, but then on Friday, Sunday and Sunday, I had all of my social life of Erasmus that was going on. So that was a very good balance, a good way for me to be like, okay, this is the serious time and this is the fun time.
And there were other advantages too.
Well, we've gotten better at Zoom calling, right? Like way better. It's life now. It's a skill that we've acquired.
For Camille, it was in her relationships that she saw the most change.
Academically, it was really interesting to have everything online. It was a really different relationship with the teacher. And Slovakia is pretty much a small country, the European Union. So all the teachers that I had, they never saw me in reality. But we had this relationship because it was small classes, and in small countries, small uni. And like one of them wrote me a recommendation letter for my master's, and I still haven't met the person in real life.
So far we've only heard about the positive sides of mobility during COVID. But we can't ignore the fact that there were some, let's say, not so great changes.
Sometimes I need a change of the environment, and you know, obviously everybody has some habits and rituals, and certain days or certain moments where you want to spend in a specific library doing a specific thing. And if you can't do that, I think it hurts your progress.
Yeah, that does sound annoying. As we go through the fifth, sixth, seventh waves of COVID, we're going to be spending more time alone in our bedrooms. It can make us feel isolated and in turn affect our mental health. How did Zeynep stay in good spirits?
You should create a to-do list. So you should put yourself in a routine. I cook my own meals and cooking with the music or podcast. I achieved something. I accomplished something. And I did regular exercise and walking. So my soul and also my body, mind, all this stuff actually teach me how I stay in a calm and positive.
That's some great tips. All right, how about some other recommendations for future Erasmus students?
Just following the official news and just following the official authorities, like, and not be very stressful and anxiety when they hear anything. Be calm, try to be calm and stay in touch with their country's consulate and their home and host universities all the time.
So pick your community or communities, enjoy them. I did some martial arts in the beginning of the pandemic. So that's another way, great way to find a community. I think that's very, very important for not going crazy.
Contacting your home university, writing to-do lists, finding a community. These are all great tips to keep in mind. Many thanks to Zeynep, Camille, and Wasim for sharing their experiences. And of course, to you, listeners, for popping in. Hope to see you at our next episode.